From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After nearly 7 days of nonstop talks, the framework of an agreement with Iran, including restrictions applying to the country's enrichment of uranium. President Obama says the draft nuclear agreement is the best of all available options to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. NPR's Moore Liason reports.
President Obama said that if Iran complies with the deal, which it must in order to get the sanctions lifted, the risk of another war in the Middle East will be averted. He said if Republicans in Congress kill the deal, international support for more sanctions will fall apart. He said negotiators will be briefing Congress and the public.
I welcome a robust debate in the weeks and months to come. I am confident that we can show that this deal is good for the security of the United States, for our allies, and for the world.
Republican leaders in Congress have been relatively restrained so far. House Speaker John Boehner said he's concerned about the deal and that he wants Congress to review the details before sanctions are lifted. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
At least 147 people have been killed in an attack on a university campus in Kenya by Islamist militants from the Somali group Al-Shabaab. NPR's Gregory Warner reports it was the deadliest attack on Kenyan soil since the bombing of the U.S. Embassy there in 1998.
The gunman had chosen a block of university dorm rooms ideal for a standoff, with a clear line of sight in all directions. The four gunmen were from Al-Shabaab, the Islamist group based over the border in Somalia, the same group that claimed responsibility for the attack in 2013 on Westgate Mall in Nairobi. That attack was also designed to trap civilians inside a building and extend a siege for maximum media attention. The attack, which began at dawn, did not end until after nightfall, when security personnel fired on the gunmen, detonating their explosive vests. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
On the heels of his indictment on federal corruption charges, Senator Robert Menendez was in court today. The New Jersey Democrat pleading not guilty to the charges and released without bail. Menendez says he's pleased he'll get his day in court and accused prosecutors of embarking on a case engineered by his political adversaries.
For nearly 3 years, the Justice Department has pursued allegations based on smears launched by political opponents trying to silence him.
It was announced yesterday a New Jersey grand jury had indicted Menendez on multiple counts, including 8 counts of bribery, in connection with allegations he accepted gifts from a Florida eye doctor in exchange for using his office to advance the doctor's interests. Orders to U.S. factories picked up in February, breaking a 6-month losing streak. According to the Commerce Department, factory orders rose 0.2%, marking the first increase in orders since last July. U.S. manufacturers have been hit in recent months by disappointing economic news from major foreign trading partners, including China, Europe, and Japan. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 65 points to close at 17,763. This is NPR. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is apparently none too pleased with a campaign to unionize workers at Boeing's North Charleston plant and has taken to the airwaves in an attempt to thwart the effort. Haley, who has referred to herself as a union buster, says she does not believe there's a need for what she called bully middleman tactics between workers and their employer. An April 22nd vote at the plant could threaten Haley's much-touted efforts to keep unions from getting a foothold in her state. Boeing's biggest union, the International Association of Machinists, is looking to unionize at the South Carolina plant, even though it's in a so-called right-to-work state. Homelessness in the U.S. continues to decline overall, but some areas are seeing a steep increase. That's according to a new report out today by the National Alliance to End Homelessness. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
By the latest count, about 580,000 people were living in shelters or on the streets, a decline from previous years. But some areas are doing better than others. According to the Alliance, about 18 out of every 10,000 people in the U.S. are homeless. But in Washington, D.C., the rate is more than 6 times that. Homelessness is also growing in places like New York, Nevada, and Washington State. The lack of affordable housing remains a huge problem, especially in cities. The Alliance says the most progress has been made reducing homelessness among veterans. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
After more than 30 years on death row in Alabama, officials say a man will now go free. According to prosecutors, there is not enough evidence to link the man, Anthony Ray Hinton, to the murders he was convicted of committing in 1985. Last year, the Supreme Court had sent the case back for a possible new trial. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.